Welcome to Appliance Advisors with Yale Appliance. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis.
How are you today, Fran?
Very good. Yourself?
Great.
All right. So today we're going to talk about something I know you love talking about, and that's going to be, where do we start in kitchen design?
Yeah, it's a big topic. I'll try to be brief, but I'll tell you the couple of things I see that people maybe make a mistake on initially. Start in your own kitchen. The kitchen you want to replace, right? Start there. And if there's more than one person that's making this buying decision or going to use these appliances, really start with a needs and wants list. And that should not be in the store. So that when you come to us, you have already had a dialogue about maybe each individual person's needs and wants and desires. It makes that discovery phase when you meet with us a lot cleaner, faster, and the project go a lot smoother. And your absorption that day. So do you want a bottom freezer, side by side, so on and so forth, wall oven, cooktop, pro range, there's a lot of things to consider, right? The obvious ones. The next one I will tell you is, and this one's gonna be out there, your sink. It has to be in your appliance conversation, and it has to be at the beginning of the conversation, because that sink base, if you think about most kitchens, is dead center in the run of cabinets. So many times people don't think of that, but it is something we use more often than appliances every single day. And think about it in max capacity. Your kitchen will function Monday through Friday, even a poor design. But if we do a really good job, those holidays or those entertaining days, that's when you really enjoy your space. So really think about that sink. Do you want a single bowl, double bowl? How big? What are you trying to fit in it? And from there, we can make some recommendations. And then you go back to your cabinet person and we can really get this thing moving, because we're going to be able to give you the information for some of the sizing that you're talking about when you're describing the sink and appliances. And it just makes it a lot less overwhelming to the consumer.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, because you don't hear that a lot when you're really talking about the sink. Yeah. But it's, you know, one of those things that we always say to customers too. It's like, you know, you buy an appliance and you love it today and you hate it 4 years from now for whatever reason. It's pretty easy, not easy, but you know, it's way easier to replace that than it is the sink. You buy a sink and you don't like the size, you don't like how it functions, you did a double bowl versus a single. You're not really replacing that sink. That's really difficult. You're replacing the whole countertop. If you want a bigger size, forget about it. Like you said, now you're really kind of changing the entire size and layout of the kitchen. Yep. So it's so important to not make that an afterthought. And like you said, make it one of the first and foremost things that you think about.
Some more pro tips in there. There we go.
Absolutely. Awesome. So that's going to do it for where to start in kitchen design. We're going to switch gears a tiny bit here on our next episode. We're going to talk about garbage disposals and what to think about when it comes to a disposal. So we hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll see you next time. Thank you.